I mentioned yesterday regarding the barakah of that the father is supposed to say Belishem Malchut Baruch Shepeterani Me'unsho Shel Ze, and the different explanations regarding this blessing that is without the name of Hashem. Now, regarding the fact that on the day of the Bar Mitzvah there is supposed to be a type of a celebration because of the fact that it brings a tremendous rejoicing up above in Shamayim. Once a person comes to appreciate and shows his appreciation to the fact that Baruch Hashem was zuche to bring a child to the age of Bar Mitzvah, that Gadol Mitzvah Boseh, Mimi She'eno Mitzvah Boseh. That means, once a person becomes obligated in Mitzvot, is a tremendously bigger Zechut, rather than up to this point that even if he was fulfilling all the Mitzvot, as a Katan, it's a question exactly, what exactly is the chiyuv of the katan? Is a machloket. Some say that there is chiyuv midrabbanan, that midrabbanan, a child, has an obligation to do the mitzvot. Midoraita, it starts at age 13, basically, with a few exceptions. But when it comes to mitzvot, let's say to say bikatamazon, to wear talit katan, to make berachot, all the mitzvot, is a chiyuv midrabbanan. So that's one explanation. There is another explanation that bichlal, the child is not at all obligated. It's only obligation of the father to train the child in the ways of our forefathers. That once he becomes a bar mitzvah, it should not be all difficult for the child. So therefore, according to the second explanation, bichlal, the child is only an instrument in the hand of the father. Just as when it comes to lulav and etrog, is an instrument that the person fulfills the mitzvah of, ulekachtem lachem b'yom harishon, the mitzvah of netilat lulav, the child is an object, as if to say, in the hand of the father, that the obligation is on the father to educate the child. So the child himself has no obligation at all whatsoever. So therefore, either way, the fact is that once the child becomes bar mitzvah, is metzuveh ve'oseh, and gadol metzuveh ve'oseh, mimi she'eno metzuveh ve'oseh, is greater when a person is commanded, and rather than being a volunteer. Volunteer, the explanation is given, one day you do it, one day you don't do it. You are never obligated to do it. So what's the difference? The difference is there is no yetzer hara. When a person is not committed, there is no evil inclination fighting against you. When the Torah comes and says, lo tochlu al adam, blood, the person is automatically is disgusting in a person's eyes. But once the Torah says, don't eat, a person will have either curiosity, is like reverse psychology. Once a person says don't do, a person wants to do. Don't open, a person wants to open. Don't eat blood, shekasim eramasim, a person is disgusted. But once the Torah comes and says don't do it, a person might have a curiosity to do it. The yetzer hara fights against us. So that's the explanation that is given. A person could go without eating till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and doesn't bother you in the morning. But if on the day of the fast day, that I'm obligated to fast, 7 o'clock I'm already thirsty, 7:50 I'm already hungry. So why? Today is the fast day. So therefore, as soon as a person has it in his mind that I'm obligated to fast, then it becomes very, very difficult. So therefore, because of the fact that you have yetzer hara, now you have to fight the yetzer hara. Gadol mitzvah v'oseh, mimi she'eno mitzvah v'oseh, is a tremendously bigger zechut and rewarding when a person is commanded. So therefore, in reality, the day of the Bar Mitzvah is supposed to be the day that mamash, the child, becomes 13 years old according to Hebrew calendar. You don't go based on Goyish calendar, based on Hebrew calendar. Which is the day? Then that night, a person is supposed to invite, let's say, 10 people, 20 people, whatever it is, and say Divrei Torah. His Rebbe is supposed to be invited and make a Seuda. The Seuda of Hakarat HaTov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we show appreciation that Baruch Hashem was zuche to bring up a child to the event. So if it falls on Shabbat, you could still do it. Friday night, you could still do it. Could be, let's say, it fell on Tisha B'Av, you cannot do it, whatever it is. But then you postpone it one day. But let me say, generally, you could invite 10 people. Who told you that you need music? So if you want to make a bigger celebration, no problem. If it could happen that evening, let's say it's Thursday night. So Thursday night, you should really do whatever you want to do. It doesn't have to be big, fancy, $40,000, $50,000. It could be basic, one-piece band. You bring his friends, and his rebbeim, and you make a celebration. And that is the nekuda that creates tremendous in Shamayim, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that you do appreciate this fact. So therefore, the real mitzvah would be mitzvah mamash ela imken nasid biyom shemagia legil 13 shana. If you want the real celebration, is when the child mamash becomes 13 years old. On that day or on that previous night, you make the celebration. So what about bat mitzvah? So Rav Ovadia's shita is very clear. He writes, especially in our days, that girls also need encouragement. Again, we are not talking about making very, very fancy. A lot of times it's a waste of Jewish money. But he says like this, Yecholim la'asot su'uda lichvoda be'ishtatfut nashim kerovot. It's recommended, he writes. Rav Ovadia, a few places, this nekuda, he says, that just as when it comes to a son, you should do the same thing. Hu adin sheyesh le'asot su'udat bat mitzvah. Again, su'udat bat mitzvah. You invite her friends, her teachers from the Beit Yaakov. Betilvash ha'na'ara bigdei Shabbat. She should wear mamash Shabbat clothes. That means it has to be special. That tismach al shetzachta leikanes be'ol ha'mitzvot. That she should become happy. You should make her happy. Baruch Hashem is a special thing. And one last nekuda. Sometimes when it comes to individuals who are zoche to, let's say, purchase a house, and they don't put up the mezuzah till they do the Chanukah Abayit. So let's say they don't get a chance to organize the house, so it will be postponed 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it is. Has nothing to do with each other. Chanukah Abayit has to do with the fact that you do, again, you want to educate the house, that from the beginning, supposed to be in the ways of Torah, Mitzvot, Arvit, there is a special Sidur that a certain Mishnayot and Zohar HaKadosh and the Rambam is supposed to be said to educate the house. But it has nothing to do with the Mitzvot, as said, the Oraita of Mezuzah. So therefore, if a person cannot bring 10 men to do Chanukah Abayit, you should put up the Mezuzah right away anyway, on the day that you enter the house. If you could do both of them at the same time, how much better? But it has nothing to do with each other. The same thing is, celebration of the Bar Mitzvah has nothing to do with putting on tefillin. Sometimes a person postpones the Mitzvah that said, Oraita, I want you to do it on the day that I celebrate. It has nothing to do with each other. So this is the Nekuda, that when it comes to Mezuzah also, I feel one Mezuzah you should not leave over for the day of Chanukah Abayit. It has nothing to do with each other.